Over the weekend, a federal moratorium on evictions expired, and that extra $600 in unemployment benefits is coming to a close by the end of the week.
So with all of these things kind of colliding at once, we're anticipating seeing a large increase in the number of evictions.
June Hyatt is an organizer with Utah Renters Together.
But also a large increase in the number of landlords who are going to be raising rent to make up for lost profit.
The CARES Act protected about 70% of tenants from eviction in Utah. From April 1st to June 30th, the number of evictions were roughly the same as last year. That's according to state data analyzed by Utah Renters Together. But now, jobless renters are in a tough spot, says Hyatt.
You're having to make some really hard choices between paying rent, buying food, and you don't have a lot of options of ways to recoup that lost income.
The state's eviction moratorium ended in mid-May, but right before that, Utah established a rental assistance program for those who didn't qualify for unemployment benefits. Here's Hyatt again.
The state didn't have the most effective plan for rolling out this program, and so not a lot of people are aware that it exists to begin with.
So far, just over 200 Utahns have received benefits through the program, and another roughly 550 applications are still in progress. That's according to state data obtained by Utah Renters Together.
Where we are at now with COVID is far worse than where we were when the government put these protections in place.
According to Hyatt, these renter protections need to be expanded now. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.